We're going to move on at that point to the high-speed rail link, which is due to be built to Birmingham from London and would run through the Chilterns countryside, among other areas, which has stirred some very strong feelings. Simon Morris from Great Missenden.
Mr. Stern, hello.
Hello.
Your panel, half of your panel, Wendy Hall and Jude Kelly, admitted that they didn't know enough about HS2 to give a reasonable opinion on it.
Mm.
I think that most of the electorate is in this position, and the government shouldn't be listening to public opinion, but to the experts on this subject. The experts, in general, have concluded that the business case nor the environmental cases have been proven, and indeed, it's generally described as they are generally described as being seriously flawed. And yet, the government keeps selling HS2. On a high-speed basis and on its glitzy appearance, in spite of what the experts are saying. So we have the biggest infrastructure project of probably the last 100 years being pushed through by politicians for the wrong reasons. The politicians have a 4-year time horizon to the next election. The taxpayer, paying for the capital cost and the subsidies of running HS2, have a time horizon of probably at least 50 years. And this for a project whose success is very uncertain. If I can make a final point here. However, it's an absolute certainty that if HS2 is built, it will decimate thousands of acres of countryside and the Chiltern AONB forever.
Can I put to you an email that's come in from William Bainbridge, who takes a rather different view? He has written, perhaps those on your panel and in the audience of any questions who oppose HS2 would prefer another motorway or two. It's far better and more economic to move large numbers of people by train than by private car, buses or coaches. The alternative to HS2 would be another M40 or M6. Of course, residents of Aylesbury aren't interested in transportation systems north of Aylesbury. After all, it's a commuter town for the London area. What do you make of that?
The alternative, I don't accept that the alternative is to build more motorways. The alternative, the HS2 is being sold on two bases. One is on its capacity, increasing in past capacity, and the other is on speed. Speed has been totally debunked, as one of your panellists very capably did on the programme. But capacity, the alternative to increasing capacity is to improve the capacity of the main lines, the West Coast main line, the East Coast main line, and in fact, much of the network could be improved by increasing the length of trains and increasing platforms. It would be far, far cheaper than building HS2, which actually only builds a railway north-south. By using that money and spreading it out to improve the network generally, both the commuter network and the long-distance networks, by improving lengthening trains and lengthening platforms, you can achieve that capacity.
Well, I have to say we're getting a lot of calls on this, and most of them share the sort of views that we just heard from Simon Morris. Most of them are very much against HS2, so if anyone feels the other way, we would be very interested to hear from you. But let's now go to Monica Witherington in Northampton.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, I'm agreeing to some extent with the previous two callers. I must say I was shocked at how ill-prepared the panel seemed to be when it came to answering the question about HS2. They knew that they were going to be asked about this issue.
Well, in defence, I should say that the questions do come as a surprise to them. But
nevertheless, it was taking place in the Chilterns. They must have known that something like this was going to come up. And, they just didn't seem to have looked into it at all and came up with very weak answers.
All right. Well, what's your view on the question?
Well, my view, I want to go on to the subject of the cost.
Ah.
The government is making spending cuts, and they seem to be targeting, as far as I can see, the vulnerable. We're losing play schemes, the benefit cuts, and all sorts of things going on at that end of the spectrum. And yet they want to spend $32 billion on a complete white elephant. We don't need it, we can't afford it, and 99% of the population will never get to ride on it. And yet we will all be paying for it.
All right, thank you very much indeed. I'm now going to go to Stuart Ely, or Eli, I beg your pardon, in Cardiff. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello, can
Hello.
I?
Hello, yes,
can
we can
you,
hear
right?
you. Yes, yes.
Good.
Yeah, what's your view of the high-speed link?
When we moved out of the Watford area, when I was 41, it was just 50 years ago, this was before the M25 was built. Now, the M25 created all the same problems which I think people are talking about now, about destroying the environment. But it's a question of size. If you've got a railway line going through your beautiful countryside, it only takes up a very, very small space. You do not have traffic fumes. You do not have anything like that. If we are to improve the overall transport system in this country, then it's better to have a railway which doesn't take up very much room rather than have a motorway. So I think all the people who are now objecting to a railway should think about all the people who objected to the M25 going through equally beautiful countryside in Hertfordshire and Buckinghamshire, and they should sort of think about this. I'm not arguing about, well, I suppose one could say that this is just the start of the bit from London to Birmingham, but this is also going to benefit all the people up in the north. So I think this is something which should be looked at in a little bit more context rather than just not in my backyard sort of situation.
Thank you very much indeed. Quentin MacDonald in York.
Yes, hello.
Hello. What's your view of this?
I'm a professional railway engineer, and I think high-speed rail is good. It gets people out of cars and planes and onto trains, but I think HS2, as cast, is quite the wrong scheme. And I have put in a submission to the Department for Transport about a scheme called High Speed North. Kind of compare them quickly. High Speed 2 is London-centric. You get high-speed rides to London. High Speed North gives real travel opportunities, and it doesn't go through the Chilterns. High Speed 2 is London connected to 9 cities, which gives you 33 city pairs linked. High Speed North is London to the same 9 cities plus Leicester, and you get 118 city pairs linked. And the result of that is that 107 million tonnes of carbon dioxide are saved by High Speed 2, but High Speed North saves 593 million tonnes over the project lifetime. So can I summarise? The good news of High Speed North is it's not through the Chilterns. The second bit of good news is that it's 105 route kilometres shorter with less tunnelling. So it'll probably be $5 billion cheaper. And 4 tracks between Birmingham and London, not 2. So we might actually get to run some trains. Which one would you buy, Ed?
It's your views that count, not mine. But thank you very much indeed for that impressive and very detailed call. I'm going to move finally to a question that also stirred a good deal of strong